www.radioislam.co.za. Mobile friendly, up to date, quality content. Inspiration is just a click away.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam International. The time is exactly 10 minutes past 11. My name is Muhammad Bamin. I'll be your host this morning until 12, inshallah. This morning's panel discussion, we are discussing about staying positive during this difficult time. Our guest this morning, Maulana Yusuf Sayyid al-Maulana. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And our second panelist, Maulana Dr. Sulaiman Ibrahim. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Now, every day has something positive in it. Some days, we just have to look a little harder. Maintaining positivity is a daily challenge that requires focus and attention. And we must all be intentional about staying positive if we are going to overcome the brain's tendency to focus on threats. Now, let us start this discussion by looking at some of the teachings from the Quran and Sunnah on remaining positive and having a positive mindset. Maulana Yusuf?
Jim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد We praise and glorify Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has blessed us with Iman and Islam and we send salat and salam, durood and salutations upon our beloved Habib Muhammad Mustafa, Ahmad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and also we send salutations upon his blessed family and upon his noble and chosen companions the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in Alhamdulillah, Mulana, this is a wonderful topic, and we thank Radio Islam and the team for this wonderful initiative. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it beneficial, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it in His court. Alhamdulillah, if you look, we study the Quran al-Kareem, and we study the Hadith and the Sunnah, the life of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then there is great and profound teachings that we find regarding positive thinking, to be positive, optimism, and to think good, to have good thoughts, and to hold good thoughts. So we find that there's great now a treasure of knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in the Quran al-Kareem and in the life of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So indeed, this topic and this aspect is actually part of Islam. It is from the maqasid al-shari'ah, from the aim and the goals of the sharia. It is what has been taught to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the glorious Quran al-Kareem. And also it is something that has been enshrined, something that has been taught to us over and over again from the actions and from the words of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if you look at the Quran al-Kareem, we begin with the Quran al-Kareem. If you look in the Quran al-Kareem, we find the positive thinking, to think positively, is definitely something that we find in the Quran al-Kareem. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us not to lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala tells us, لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ that never despair, never lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is actually positive thinking. Allah ta'ala is telling us to have optimism, to have good thoughts. That we should never despair, we should never become despondent, we should never become depressed to such an extent that we lose hope in the mercy of Allah, no matter what we have done. Allah Ta'ala is the one who will forgive every sin besides the sin of shirk and associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us in the Quran, Nabbi ibadi anni anal ghafur rahim. Inform my servants that I am most forgiving, most merciful. So this teaching is actually what powerful empowerment to human beings and to man that we never lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To have another teaching is to have hope and trust in the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter what situation we may be in, no matter what difficulty, well, this topic is very, very pertinent. Alhamdulillah, at the present time, we are living in unprecedented times. We are living in where there's such calamity, difficulty, stressful time has come upon the world and all people alike in such a manner that maybe it never happened before. So in today's time, we find people are people, everybody, it has impacted upon everybody. It has affected everybody. Everybody is trying to deal with the situation, whether it is adults, whether it is young people, whether it is the youth, whether it is children, whether it is infants. It has impacted on everybody. It has impacted on the whole world. It has impacted on negatively on the financial markets of the world. It has impacted on countries. It has impacted on behavior. It has impacted on the social behavior. It has impacted on our way of life. It has impacted on our Islamic way of life. So everybody is now, at the moment, it's very, very easy to become negative. It's very, very easy to become despondent. It's very, very easy to become, to have negative thoughts, to have low esteem, self-esteem, and to be very, very worried and concerned about the future. So these are the times that we are living in, which is a reality. But alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, summa alhamdulillah, we have the beautiful teachings of Islam. We have the beautiful Sunnah and the way of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to guide us. So we find that now the beautiful teachings of Islam. Then we have the concept of reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what we call tawakkul, that we will put our trust. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ The mu'mineen, the believers, are those who place their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we use whatever means. This is the world of now asbab, dunya darul asbab. We use the means, we empower ourselves with the means, and then we put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this trying situation that we are living in, the times that we are living in, we take whatever precautions we have to, and we put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kilha wa tawakkal ala Allah, the famous words of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that tie your camel and put your trust in Allah. So in today's time, we take whatever necessary precautions we have to take, we take whatever measures and cautions we have to now bring about. But the most important thing is that we put our trust and tawakkul in Allah. And it all depends upon the level of tawakkul and the level of trust that we have in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we have the concept of al-qadr, the concept of taqdeer in Islam. So it's very, very important. The correct interpretation of this, of taqdeer, means we make the required effort. And then we submit to Allah's will. We're not just going to submit to taqdeer and say, no, everything has been written, everything has been ordained, everything has been decreed, so we cannot do anything. So we're not going to do anything. No, that is a wrong interpretation. It means we make the required effort, and then we submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is taqdeer, in a nutshell. And then encouraging optimism, discouraging pessimism is also a teaching of the Quran al-Kareem. We find that in the Quran al-Kareem we also learn, and from the hadith, that prohibition from believing in superstition. We must always look for the silver lining in every cloud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran al-Kareem, innama al-usri yusra, that with every difficulty comes ease. So yes, we are undoubtedly living in times of difficulty, stressful times. We have to learn to manage and cope with the stressful situation. But remember the silver lining. Remember that Allah Ta'ala is promising us that with every difficulty, there will be ease. And not only that, the Quran al-Kareem is promising us there will be true ease for every difficulty. So in every, no matter what the situation, the moment it seems that we are in the worst situation that we can ever imagine, but we must realize that after every difficulty, there will be ease. So a Muslim will focus his gaze on the coming ease, on the future ease that will definitely come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we find that now in the hadith, alhamdulillah, there's so much more. The time is very, very limited. So there's one amazing hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ajaban li amri al-mu'min. How amazing is the matter of a believer. Inna amrahu kullahu lahu khayr. Every matter of his, there is goodness in him for it. In asabatu sarra shakara fa kana khayran lahu. If goodness comes to him, good times come to him, happiness comes to him, favor, the benefits of Allah, the bounties of Allah come to him, he is grateful and that is better for him. Because he is grateful, he is thankful to Allah, he is appreciative, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him. Allah will bless him with even more. وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. And if you are grateful, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are grateful, then I will increase my favors upon you. And the hadith carries on. وَإِن أَصَابَتْهُ دَرَّا صَبَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. And if difficulty, calamity, hardship comes upon a believer, what does he do? He is patient. He is now persevering. He is forbearing. He takes it. He bears it. We're hoping, putting his hope and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this is coming from Allah. He does not complain. He does not whine about the situation. He does not become despondent. He does not become depressed. He does not now let that situation bring him down. Rather, he is patient and he focuses his gaze upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the future impending ease that will come, فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ, and that will be better for him, because now he is exercising, he is now tafweez, he has handed his affair and matters over to Allah, وَأُفَوِّدُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ, I hand over my affairs. So this tafweez is a very, very important concept of handing over our affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala knows best. Allah ta'ala will, إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ, Allah is all-seeing, Allah is all-knowing of our condition. Allah ta'ala will make it easy for us. So when we do this, وَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that this is only for a believer. This is the beautiful teaching of Islam, the beautiful religion of Islam, where we have such guidance that in every goodness, in every favor, in every blessing, we are grateful. And in every difficulty, in every hardship, in every trying time and situation, we are patient, we are forbearing, we steadfast, we turn to Allah, we supplicate to Allah, we beseech Allah. So that will be better for that believer. And we find that he will come out of that situation. He will be saved in times of ease and prosperity. In times of difficulty and hardship, he will also be saved. And he will come out shining. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us, Bashiru wa la tunafiru. Give glad tidings. So this is also the positive thinking. Do not wala tunafiru. Do not spread the nafrat. Do not spread hatred. Do not spread bad thoughts among the people. Yassiru wa la tuassiru. Make things easy. Do not make things difficult. This hadith is actually aslum min usuliddin. It is one of the golden principles of Islam. That's such beautiful teachings from the words of from the tongue of Nabi Muhammad, the golden words, that if we practice upon it each and every individual, then we find that we will be able to change the world. We will be able to change the world. So bashiru, give glad tidings. In other words, be positive. Have optimism. So this is actually a teaching of the Quran al-Kareem that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught. And then very, very important verse that you need to understand. Allah ta'ala tells us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah will not change the condition of a people until they change themselves. So here we have to note the word. Let us focus on the word themselves. حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ, until they change what is within themselves. So now that is the very, very important thing that we need to note in this ayah. Allah will not change our condition until we change. So within ourselves, we have to become positive. We have to become full of optimism. We have to turn, have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have hope in the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have hope that Allah will make things easy for us. Other good times will come, easier times will come, better times will come. And then when we change our thinking, we change our positive thoughts, our iman improves, our yaqeen and conviction will improve. That means that we find that the ease will come about in our situation. So there's so many verses in the Quran al-Kareem. Just one more and then we will end with this. Otherwise there will be no end to it. Allah Ta'ala tells us, وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا, speak in a right manner, speak in a right manner. So what does that mean? It means now straightness or true words. However, what the ulama has said, has mentioned, that now right thinking, tafkir-e sadid, actually what Allah Ta'ala is talking about is that now right thinking, when a person has right thinking, then it will bring about right action, amal-e sadid. So if you have the right thinking, the right frame of mind, the positive frame of mind that we're supposed to have as believers and Muslimin, then it will bring about amal-e sadid. It will bring about right actions and righteous actions. It will bring about peace. It will bring about happiness. It will bring about comfort in our lives. And we find that we will be able to make this worldly life of ours a wonderful journey.
Mark, jazakallah for that much in-depth discussion at looking at the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam on how people should remain positive, especially during this time when there's a lot of negativity going around in the world. Dr. Suleiman, what does it mean to have good expectations, good thoughts, and a positive mindset?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. No, we have to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us in this world for a very definite and distinct purpose. And Allah ta'ala created us with a very definite purpose. And Allah ta'ala mentioned to us in the beginning, Alif Lam Mim, Ahasiban Nasu Ayyotaraku Ayyakulu Amanna, Wahum La Yuftanun. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us clear indication that you will be tested. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave, as Mulana outlined, all those beautiful ayat, beautiful guidelines from Nabi alayhi salam on being positive and maintaining a positive outlook. And in one very comprehensive hadith that can be discussed for at length, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ad-deenun nasiha. And Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked Aliman, وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لله ولكتابه ولرسوله ولأمة المسلمين ولعامتهم. And nasiha is not only advice. Nasiha is having good thoughts, a good outlook, a good understanding of everything for Allah, for Allah's Quran, of the Quran, for Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and for the population at large. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us all these guidelines. And to have good expectations is to understand, first of all, that difficulties will befall us. There is not a single human being who has not undergone some kind of challenge, some kind of difficulty in their lives. And those who are closer to Allah face greater difficulties. And yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us all the guidelines because our understanding is the outcome. There's a very famous author who wrote The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, Stephen Covey. And Stephen Covey, in one of his habits, stated that effective people work with the end in mind, begin with the end in mind. Our end is not the end of this world. Our end is not the end, the outcome in this world. Our end is to understand that ultimately our goal is Jannah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. When a person keeps that in front, then always we will have a positive mindset because the understanding is very clear that no matter what difficulty I go through, and Mulana quoted the ayat, innama al usri yusra, that with every usr, there will be ease. But the ease may not come in this world. The ease will come in, maybe in akhirah, maybe in this world. But so long as a person maintains that outlook that the end will be good, that person will always remain positive. Often we come across patients who have to undergo chemotherapy. And you tell them that you're going to undergo this treatment. It's going to be difficult. You're going to face the following challenges. You may suffer severe nausea, mouth sores. You might not be able to eat, hair loss, all those things. But they hang on to one hope. After that, doc, will I be cured? And you say, chances are, inshallah, you will go in, your cancer will go into remission. And just on that hope of what is to come, that the cancer will go into remission, they hang on to it so tightly, they endure all the difficulties, they endure all the hardships. And the only thing is every time they come to you and say, is the count coming down? Is the count coming down? And finally, when they reach that destination, the day you can tell them you're in remission, and you ask them, how was it? They say, it was worth it. Similarly, with a believer, when we look at and we understand our destination is Jannah, our goal is Jannah, then we hang on to every difficulty, every hardship that befalls us, because we know, وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And the muttaqeen will get that which comes in the end, which is Jannah. And that is our goal. That is our object of life. We begin with that goal and we keep it in front of us. And that is why it is very, very important to have a positive mindset. And not only that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in a hadith al-Qudsi, Inna zanni abdi bi, I am to my servant as he thinks of me. So if we have a positive opinion of Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will strengthen us and carry us through our difficulty. But if we start complaining and if we start whining, the difficulty won't go away. But it must not be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if that is your opinion of me, then I leave you to your opinion. And another hadith in Musnad Ahmad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if my servant thinks good of me, he'll have it. وَإِنْ ظَنَّ شَرًّا فَلَهُ. Then if he thinks bad of me, he'll have it. So to have a positive outcome is very, very important, because we will be faced with challenges. Allah has made it a principle, and those who are, as Nabi alayhi salam mentioned, those who are closest to him will suffer the most difficulties and the most hardships. So a positive attitude is critical to not only our physical survival in this world, but also to the preservation of our deen and maintaining our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when a person starts despairing, then the first thing shaitan comes and he starts turning a person's heart away from Allah. And that is a very, very dangerous situation. So to maintain a positive outlook is critical for our life.
Yusuf, let me just come in. What Dr. Suleiman says is extremely correct. It's perfect that, you know, we need to have our positive mindset. And as my doctor mentioned about how we think of Allah, that's the way how Allah is going to judge us. Yusuf, many people struggle with negative thoughts, and many people call it, they can say that they've been despondent or any other word that they can use. They always think the worst of a situation. Is there any way to handle this, Mar?
Gee, alhamdulillah. We find that there's wonderful explanation given by Dr. Saab, mashallah, quoting the hadith also, that of having that Allah Ta'ala will treat us according to what we expect of Him, what we have hope in Allah Ta'ala, how we expect the outcome to be. That is exactly how Allah Ta'ala, well, that is inna min husni zanni billah. Husnul ibadah, that to have good thoughts about Allah Ta'ala is actually the best of worship. It is actually the ultimate form of worship. So we find that, yes, very, very important. So one is positive thinking, and the opposite of that will be negativity. So negative thinking. So now this is actually, if we look in the Quran Kareem, Allah Ta'ala has told us, وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. Allah Ta'ala has guided us to either one of two ways. The both ways have been made clear for us, right? The path of righteousness and the path of evil. The path of goodness and the path of evil. So it is actually that what path we choose is actually our responsibility. So to understand this positive thinking, well, we have to understand the power of negative thinking. If we understand the power of negative thinking, then alhamdulillah, it will become very, very easy to understand what positive thinking is all about. And you know, this discussion, as I mentioned at the beginning, is very important, because many of us, we do not realize and understand that this positive thinking, optimism, is actually part of Islam. It is not something that now the Western concept, Maulana Dr. Saab mentioned, Stephen Covey, a very great author, we have read his book. There's many other, David Carnegie, you know, we read his book so many times, we enjoyed it, until I came to one certain book where it is mentioned that at the end of his life, such a great person he was, he benefited millions of people, but at the end he committed suicide. You know, so now the fact that he committed suicide, such a person of such a high caliber, then we're thinking that now something must be wrong. Just hold on a minute, what's the matter? And then we find that no, all of these teachings are actually part of Islam. Okay, not exactly word for word what they are preaching, but if we study the Quran in a correct manner, and we study the lives of the life of and the teaching of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we find that this positive thinking, optimism, is actually part of Islam. Good to think in a good manner. So as I was mentioning, negative thoughts are like birds. So somebody who said it's very, very good, but negative thoughts are like birds. We cannot stop them from flying near us. they have a life of their own. They have their own world. They're flying in their own space. So we cannot stop them from flying near us, but we can definitely stop them from making a nest in our mind. We can definitely stop them from making a nest in our mind. So that negative thoughts will come. Right? We cannot now have a certain app that we're going to put in our mind and our heart that we know negative thoughts will come in. That is impossible, right? It will come. Like waswasa will come, like how it comes in salah. But we're not going to allow it. We're not going to accommodate it. We're not going to give it space to make a nest. We're not going to build on it. We're not going to grow on it. No, we will. It will come, but we will stop it. We will immediately expel it. We will immediately remove it from our mind. Immediately remove it from our heart. Immediately close the door from where it's coming in and take it out. Right? So we can stop it from making a nest in our mind. So the very simple way is that the mind is so powerful. Right? So they say like how a good day begins with a good mindset. You want to have a beautiful day, your mindset must be good. You'll have a good day. So a good day will begin with a good mindset. So the mind can be directed towards positive thinking. So we have to train our mind. We have to cultivate this habit. We have to bring about this habit. So the power of thought is a neutral power, the power of thought. We can either think good or we can think bad. We can either think positive or we can think negative, which is our prerogative. Right? So the way one thinks determines whether the results are positive and beneficial or negative or harmful. So the way that we think, it can either be positive or it can either be negative. It can either be beneficial or it can either be harmful. That power of choice, it's totally within our power. So we can choose. So we can choose to be positive and beneficial, or we can choose the effect will be negative or harmful. If we fill our mind with good thoughts, be honest, be just, be pure, be lovely, right? Fill our mind with noble, good thoughts, leave no room for negative thoughts to take place, then we find that now, inshallah, that is the way that we can remove this negative. And one more thing about negative thoughts. Somebody has said it very, very nicely also, that we should imagine our mind to be like a garden. Our mind is like a garden. So the garden can either be spoiled and overrun by negative, destructive thoughts, right, meaning weeds, or it can become a place of peace and harmony by the cultivation of flowers, right? So now it all depends on us. So your mind is like a garden. Your thoughts are the seeds. Your mind is like a garden. Your thoughts are the seeds. You can grow flowers or you can grow weeds. So we can either grow flowers. We can either build on that optimism, have good thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be happy, be positive. When you meet somebody, you say, this is going to be a good meeting. I can benefit from this person. I can enjoy the interaction with this person. Right? Or you can either use negative thoughts, and then that whole meeting will turn out to be negative. So it's very, very important that we combat this negativity, and this is the way to do it, that we need to slowly replace it with positivity.
Dr. Suleiman, how does a person maintain a positive outlook when one is experiencing difficulties and challenges, especially in this time?
Once a person encounters difficulties, it becomes very, very difficult to overcome them. But we have to keep in mind our relationship with Allah. The closer we have a relationship with Allah, the easier it's going to be to endure these difficulties. And we need to cultivate our relationship well before the difficulties hit us. But even that, when it happens, the more closer we are to Allah, the better we will endure it. Because as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Quran, مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, that an affliction does not afflict you except by the permission of Allah. وَمَن يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِي قَلْبًا. And whosoever believes, in other words, places his firm trust on Allah, and the person is connected to Allah, Allah will guide that person's heart. يَحْبِي قَلْبَهُ وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. And Allah knows everything. Allah knows our difficulties. Allah knows our hardship. But a person who is connected to Allah, it is almost as if their hearts become worry-proof. If we look at the awliya of the past, if we look at the anbiya, every one of them endured great amount of difficulty, challenges that would have crushed the strongest of men. But Allah came to their rescue, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made their heart, so to say, worry-proof. And if we keep that understanding, that is the first one, that our relationship with Allah needs to be correct. Secondly, keep our understanding that at the end of this difficulty, if I bear with patience, and if I trust in Allah, as Maulana mentioned earlier, then the outcome will be only good. And then the third one, and I give you a short parable to illustrate this. A king once asked one of his ministers, he said, make me a ring with an inscription on it that will make a happy person sad and a sad person happy. And the minister ran around the entire kingdom and he could not come across anybody who could come up with such an inscription. Finally, he came across a very wise person and he said, this is the request of our king. And the wise person gave him an answer, and he went back to the king and he gave him a ring. And all that was written on it was, this too shall pass. So every difficulty that we endure in this world is temporary. No matter how tough it is, how challenging it is, at some point it will end, even if it be at the point of death. Inna ma'al usri yusra. The yusr will come. But a person who loses it in this world, in akhirah, they will endure difficulty that will not end. So our understanding when facing difficulties is to be patient. And patience does not mean that we don't cry out or that we don't feel pain or that we remain as a stoic. We complain to Allah, but we never complain about Allah. So while going through the difficulties, strengthen our relationship with Allah and just keep in mind at the end of this, there is only good for a mu'min. When we keep this in mind and we understand where we're heading, then a person will not go into despair, a person will not go into depression and will not suffer the weight of those challenges that they crush him.
More definitely. Yusuf, Dr. Suman mentioned that, you know, just looking at certain incidents that do come to the fore. From the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the lives of the pious, the awliya, can Maulana share with us some examples of how they remain positive during difficult times?
Well, definitely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran al-Kareem, لَكَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. That verily in the life of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have a beautiful example, we have a role model that we can, in every aspect, in every facet of our lives, we can look up to some, to the example that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has laid down for us. So when we study the life and the seerah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are many, many examples. In fact, we can say that now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his life was the fountain of optimism. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's entire life, his personality was a fountain of optimism. Well, if you look at the beginning of the prophethood, the first 13 years of the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Makkah as a prophet, it was a time of difficulty, a time of oppression, a time of persecution, a time of now hardness in every situation. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was persecuted, attacked, vilified. He and his companions, their lives were in danger. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained positive. He always remained positive. And he encouraged his companions to remain positive, to remain firm, to remain steadfast, never lose hope. Isbiru ala yasir, fa inna mawdakum al-jannah. That, oh, ala yasir, no, don't worry about what outward calamity, difficulty, hardship is coming upon you. Your eventual destination is Jannah, like how Dr. Saab mentioned, and I call it now the futuristic vision of Allah Ta'ala. That because we look at the year after, no matter whether we are living in ease or living in difficulty in this world, we must always realize it's going to come to an end. Our life is very, very temporary. So if you are living in difficulty and hardship, do not despair. Do not worry. It will come to an end. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam always remained firm. Nabi Sallallahu looking for the positive. He encouraged the Sahaba, gave them positive thoughts and thinking. And when the first opportunity came, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam encouraged the Sahaba to make hijrah to Abyssinia, to Ethiopia, right, where they would get refuge. So this was now where they would be able to go and practice Islam freely. They would be able to look freely. Thereafter, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave permission when the command came from Allah Ta'ala to leave Makkah al-Mukarramah and then go to Medina, where the markaz and the center of the Islamic state could be established and where the Muslims could now practice on Islam freely, safely, and Islam could now spread. So this was now, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was now, even his enemies, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was very optimistic about them. He was now making dua for them, praying for them. So that is how Umar ibn al-Khattab, Khalid bin Walid, and so many others came into the fold of Islam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he made the journey of Hijrah, the famous journey of Hijrah, the most remarkable journey, at that time, what did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tell Abu Bakr? La tahzan inna Allah ma'ana. Do not grieve, do not fear. Allah Ta'ala is with us. So Abu Bakr was concerned that they're right above our heads. They will see us. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam consoled his companion in the cave and told him, La tahzan, do not grieve, do not fear. Allah is with us. What do you think of the two, that the third is Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? So this was now we learn from the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We look at now, look at the reaction when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to Ta'if. How did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam react? Subhanallah, that is a topic of its own. That imagine those scoundrels and those vagabonds that they were set upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and they attacked him. And the blood was flowing from the Mubarak body of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam do? He chanted to Allah, he's shaking Allah. Allahumma ilayka ashku da'afadahu. Oh Allah, I complain to you of my weakness. Imagine, this was no fault. Imagine that difficult situation of Ta'if. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam talking to Allah and complaining to Allah. Oh Allah, I complain to you of my weakness. I complain to you of the lack of my means. I complain to you of my weak and pitiable situation in front of the people. And that wonderful hadith goes on, that dua, the supplication. So look at how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was so positive. Then we look at the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, the Peace Treaty of Hudaybiyah. Look at how the optimism of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is positive towards his good thinking and the future, how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam thought that, no, this is something, even though outwardly it seemed to be against the favor of the Muslims. Look at the conquest of Makkah, how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was had hope that this will happen. It happened, how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam conducted himself. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam encouraged the Muslims to show forgiveness, to show mercy and compassion, think good of others, avoid suspicion, avoid selfishness, have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help, show patience, endurance during calamities, show patience and endurance during calamities, expect good, and look only for the eternal treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the life to come. So these are all some of the examples that we find. There's so many from the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Imagine if you look at the lives of the Prophet and the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Imagine Yunus alayhi salam swallowed by a whale. What can there be any traumatic, more traumatic incident than that? But no, return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beseeching Allah. That's a dua. Udullaha wa antum mu'minuna bil ijabah. Positive thinking. Make dua with the conviction that Allah will accept your dua. Yunus alayhi salam turned to Allah. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu. Allah accepted his dua. Think about Musa alayhi salam. That Musa alayhi salam committed an unintentional mistake, right? And for that he was persecuted. He had to flee from his hometown. His life was in danger, right? He was no fault of his, but Musa alayhi salam turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think about Ayyub alayhi salam and the difficulty, affliction that Allah ta'ala put him in. Vermin that came and infested his body. His family was killed, right? All his family members passed away. But Ayyub alayhi salam remained firm. He remained always positive that, no, this is from Allah. Allah knows best. Allah is now, there is good in this for me. And then eventually Allah ta'ala removed his affliction. Rabbi anni masadni ad-durru wa anta ar-mubarri. Fastajabna lahu fakashifna ma bihi min durr. So Allah ta'ala removed that affliction of his. Allah ta'ala replaced all his family and all his wealth. Imagine that, as you mentioned about Ta'if, imagine Yusuf alayhi salam sent to prison for a crime that he did not commit. So now these are so many examples. Imagine now your most beautiful son and valuable son is taken away from you for years. So all these, the Prophet and the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, imagine Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam holding his infant son, Ibrahim, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the lifeless body, and tears were flowing down from the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the cheeks of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was patient. He knew that that was the will of Allah. Allah knows best. Allah has got goodness in store for me. This is the will of Allah. This is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is now from the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, we have many, many, many examples. If we should always be optimistic, we should always be positive, always have good thoughts, always entertain good thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, always know that the decision of Allah, there is some goodness in it for me, and I do not know, Allah knows that. I do not know, Allah knows better. And inshallah, in every difficulty, every situation that we find ourselves in, there will be goodness.
جي دكتور سلمان, the importance of gratitude and the role it plays in keeping a positive mind, together with your closing comments.
Simulana, it's very, very important. Gratitude is critical to our survival during times of difficulty, because it changes our focus. Often Shaitan comes and he makes us focus on the one difficulty or one challenge that we have, and he starts making us despair on that one. But if you look at how many other benefits, how many other favors of Allah that we enjoy, when a person starts appreciating that it's not all that bad, and it makes it so much easier to help a person get into a difficult time, that, okay, I've used one limb, but I'm still able to have the ability or opportunity to visit the hospital.
Ma, we are losing your connection there, Ma. Can you just move out a bit, move around a bit? Ma, I think we've lost Dr. Suleiman. The connection is going a bit down there. Inshallah, we'll try to get him back on immediately. Ma, are you there? I think we lost connection a bit.
Okay. As I recommend to patients, that when you do go to hospital, just keep your eyes open and look at those patients who are worse off than you. And often you will find people in such difficulty that you will appreciate your own situation, not their bad. And then that brings about the concept of gratitude. Allah, I'm grateful that I've been afflicted with something, but at least I have not been devastated by it. And this thing very clearly, it is Shaitan's object to make us go into this. And it is Shaitan's objective to drive us into a depression. And it requires him.
Well, I think we're losing connection with Dr. Suleiman there. Ma Yusuf, does having a healthy lifestyle lead a person to be more positive?
Definitely Islam encourages us also a healthy lifestyle. The entire way, the sunnah, the way of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was all focused. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us that your body has a right over you, your eyes have a right over you, your family has a right over you, fulfill the right of each and every person that it has over you. So our body has a right. So in the same way, we have to look after our physical health, we have to look after our mental health, we have to look after our spiritual health. So it has an impact. So it is necessary, it is vital for a Muslim to look after his physical well-being as well as our spiritual well-being. Right? So now a person that is now positive, a person that is optimistic, you find that they live healthier lives. They live happy lives. They live longer. They do not have high blood pressure, for example. They do not suffer from cardiac issues. They will generally be found to be more healthy. So and that person will live longer. So this is, I know of somebody that we're dealing with at the moment. Now that person, because of the issues and the halat and conditions, the person just went to the doctor and all of a sudden suffering from extreme high blood pressure because of letting negative emotions and thoughts coming to them, not practicing upon the teachings of Islam. We find that now that is the impact. So definitely we need to turn life into a fascinating, wonderful journey. Wake up every morning with the thoughts that Allah, there's something beautiful will happen to me. Something good will happen to me. Every day is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Welcome each day with a smile. Bid farewell to each day with a smile. So this is how we need to be. If you're going to, they say that when you now, for example, it is mentioned about our Kabirin, Hazrat Tanvi rahmatullahi alayhi, that after Fajr, how important he knew the importance of now Ishraq. But Hazrat Tanvi said, my health is so important that I will now go out for, he will go for a walk at that time. So now to preserve his health. And while he's walking, he would be remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that was now because health, the preservation of health is so important. And that is our duty. And that is one of our, be optimistic. We must take good omens. Like in Islam, there's no superstition and there's no bad omen. There's only good omens. There's only good thoughts. There's good thoughts about people. There's good thoughts about what will happen. And when we make dua, dua is a very, very powerful thing, a weapon that we have to change our condition. So let us use that dua, use that weapon, and use it often. Use it a lot. And inshallah, we find that this will bring about changes in our life.
closing comments from Molana?
Jibra, I think may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the guidance that we submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find whatever condition we are in, we need to. That is why gratitude is actually the default of a Muslim. We find that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whenever something good happened, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would make the following dua, Alhamdulillahi bi ni'matihi tatimu saliyat. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with whose favor all good deeds are accomplished and achieved. So when good happens to us, favorable things happen to us, happy things happen to us, we see that thing that brings joy and happiness to our hearts, we make the following dua, Alhamdulillahi bi ni'matihi tatimu saliyat. And when something difficult happens, something that now is not according to what we expect, some problem, some situation arises in our lives, what did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. So in every condition, there's gratitude to Allah. Every condition, there's praise. Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. So all praise be to Allah in every condition. So when difficulty comes, we are still praising Allah. Imagine, you know, when difficulty comes to us, We forget the entire life of ease and blessing, all the blessings of Allah. One ailment comes to us, we forget all the good health that we enjoyed for so many days. One difficulty comes to us, we forget all the ease and the happy times that we enjoyed. No, that is not how a believer should be. A believer should always focus on all the benefits. Some difficulty comes, Allah Ta'ala kept me well for so long. Now this has come from Allah. My Allah knows this. إِنَّمَا أَشْكُوا بَثِي وَهُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. I will turn to Allah, I will focus to Allah, I will put my supplication and plea to Allah, Allah will change my condition. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability and the tawfiq that we express gratitude to Him in all situations, in all circumstances, whether it be good outwardly, whether it be bad outwardly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us the guidance. وَآخْرِ دَعْوَانَا لِلْحَمْدِ اللَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Well, jazakallah for your time, much appreciated. A very important topic that we spoke on, staying positive, especially during these difficult times. We've seen that it has been a bleak year, and we need to look at the positives at all times. Well, jazakallah for your time, much appreciated. Inshallah, we'll speak to Maulana very soon again.
Inshallah,
I mean, jazakallah for the opportunity. We say jazakallah to Maulana Dr. Suleiman Ibrahim. Also, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.